From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is holding talks Wednesday with Indian officials following a meeting in Islamabad with Pakistan's Prime Minister Shahid Khaqan Abbasi. Amid growing concerns, Pakistan isn't doing enough to end the harboring and support of terrorists. Tillerson publicly sought to emphasize the positive in the bilateral relationship.
Pakistan's important, as you know, regionally to the U.S. Security relationships. So important regionally to our joint goals of providing peace and security for the region and providing opportunity for greater economic relationships as well.
Mr. Abbasi insists Pakistan is committed to the war against terror, adding it has produced results. RAND Corporation analyst Rafiq Dosani said Pakistan, which views India as its greatest threat, supports insurgencies that it views as countering New Delhi's actions in Kashmir and Afghanistan.
America is not much concerned about what happens in Kashmir as long as it doesn't lead to a nuclear war between the two countries. But with American troops and interests in Afghanistan, this is of great concern.
Tillerson reportedly called on Islamabad to increase efforts to eradicate militants and terrorists operating within the country as a way to facilitate stability and peace in the region. In Kenya, the country's Supreme Court preparing to hear a petition to delay Thursday's rerun presidential election. On Wednesday, meanwhile, more sounds of political protest. Thousands of opposition supporters marched in Kisumu to election board offices Tuesday ahead of the Thursday vote. Opposition leader Raila Odinga boycotting the vote, charging the election officials are incapable of ensuring a free and fair ballot. Late Tuesday, the bodyguard of a deputy chief justice was shot and wounded. Judges have been under threat since nullifying the August 8 vote. This is VOA News. Russia used its veto power in the UN Security Council Tuesday to block a resolution that would extend the mandate of investigators probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. Michelle Sisson is the deputy U.S. UN ambassador.
The United States deeply regrets that one member of this council vetoed this text, putting political considerations over the misery of Syrian civilians who have suffered and died from the use of chemical weapons.
The UN team expected to make public a report Thursday that could identify who was responsible for a deadly April 4 attack in the rebel-controlled town of Khan Sheikhoun in southern Idlib province. Russia, which backed Syria in the conflict, has suggested the attack was the result of a ground-based bomb, not an air raid. The Russian ambassador sought to postpone Tuesday's vote until the report's release, calling the vote an effort to embarrass Moscow. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman Tuesday announced creation of a half-trillion-dollar plan to build a business and industrial zone to be powered exclusively by renewable energy and covering more than 26,000 square kilometers. The prince also pledged a more moderate and open Saudi society. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said that reflects two changing realities.
One, the fall in oil prices or the moderation in their increase has tended to create a situation where economic balance and maintenance of what you may call a rentier state has become more and more difficult, number one. Number two, which is even more important, is that over time there has been a major demographic change.
He said Saudi society is becoming radically younger and more exposed to outside influence. It follows last month's announcement that women will be allowed to begin driving by themselves next June. China's Communist Party revealed Wednesday its new decision-making Politburo Standing Committee after handing President Xi Jinping another five-year term as General Secretary. Aside from Mr. Xi, Premier Li Keqiang is the only other name to retain his post. The other five were replaced, including CLI and anti-corruption chief Wang Qishan. The late German-born physicist Albert Einstein's theory on happy living, handed to a hotel bellboy in Tokyo on his way to collect a Nobel Physics Award in 1922, fetched $1.3 million at a Jerusalem auction Tuesday. Gail Wiener, CEO of Winners Auctions and Exhibitions.
Einstein is a worldwide personality. It's somebody that interests not just scientists. Basically, there is no kid in the world, I guess, that doesn't know who's Albert Einstein.
Einstein, who discovered the theory of relativity, simply wrote, "A calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success, combined with constant restlessness." The 15-nation West African bloc ECOWAS said it failed to reach agreement on creating a regional common currency by 2020, an idea discussed for decades, aimed at replacing the CFA franc. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said the effort lacked the necessary economic fundamentals. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.